This is TWiT.
Budapest's Hungarian Public Transportation Authority, whose name I cannot pronounce, but the initials, thank goodness, are BKK, turned in an 18-year-old ethical hacker after he notified them of a trivial exploit to their recently put online ticketing website.
Oh, nice.
So, okay. It's just it's so wrong. So get a load of this. The 18-year-old who has asked that his name not be made public was poking at a newly available mobile online ticketing system, which had just been put online. So he just, you know, wanted to see how they did. And in other coverage of this that I read, it's the sudden appearance of this surprised people because this transportation agency had been trying to get e-ticketing going for years and had spent, I think it was something like $12 million equivalent U.S. dollars in apparently nothing so far. So suddenly this thing appears. Okay. He discovered, this 18-year-old, that after bringing up the BKK's website, he could simply press F12 to open the browser's built-in developer tools, modify the page's form submission code to alter the ticket's price, and be...
Well, this guy was an elite hacker, obviously.
Oh, that's right. We got to lock that guy up because we don't want to let him loose on society. And because there was absolutely no client or server side ticket price validation in place, the BKK system blindly accepted the visitor provided ticket price.
Name your own price.
It was almost as if it's the equivalent of putting a blank field on the page saying, fill in the price you would like to pay.
How much would you like to pay?
and it issued a valid ticket at that reduced price. That is, charged him. As a demo, the young man says he purchased a ticket normally priced at a U.S. of equivalent $35 for just 20 cents to see if he could. Now, he didn't even know it was going to work. I mean, of course, you wouldn't know looking at this. You would hope it wouldn't work. So he adjusts the form's statement of the ticket price from the equivalent of $35 to 20 cents as a simple proof of concept. And he never used the ticket in any way. And of course, as I just said, when he initially made the trivial change to the webpage, he didn't know if it was going to work. It was a trial. It was a test. Well, after responsibly notifying the transportation authority of his finding so that they could address this glaring deficiency in their brand new, just put online system and never using the valid ticket, shortly afterward, he was awakened in the middle of the night and arrested by the police.
That's sad.
It is. BKK management then boasted in a press conference about, quote, catching the hacker.
Oh.
Yeah, that was tough. We read our email. Oh, and declaring their systems secure once again. Because we got him. He's behind bars. Bleeping Computers reporting said that since then, other security flaws. You can imagine if it does this, what else must be there? Oh, other security flaws in BKK system have since surfaced on Twitter, and I put in parentheses here. Yeah, no kidding. I said I would hate to be BKK right now if their publicly facing systems design is so slipshod. Can you imagine what else must be wrong there? Okay, so. And get this, BKK has a $1 million annual contract with a local company, T-Systems, for the maintenance of its IT systems. So somebody's got a sweetheart deal there with the government. Okay, but we actually do have additional results. Since then, obviously, this is the news of this has drawn a lot of attention. We have learned that the system stores its passwords in clear text and emails them in the clear if you ask for a reminder. I forgot my password. Oh, here it is. Oh, thank you very much. That's what I forgot. It was Aunt Bessie's maiden name. Also, after logging in, visitors were able to get the data of other users apparently simply through manipulating the page's URL.
Oh, Lord.
So your account name is showing in the URL, and if you change it to somebody else, oh, look at that. Now you're them. Reports have claimed that it's possible to access other users' profiles, which include their full name, their physical address, and an ID number, which is either their national ID, their driver's license, or passport.
And, of course, not easily changed.
No.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
And if you put in shop.bkk.hu into the browser URL, nothing happens, because the site never implemented an HTTP to HTTPS redirect to bounce the browser's default assumption of HTTP, which, by the way, I've commented previously, ought to be changed now. Browsers should, you know, try HTTPS or try both and choose the one that is better if they both work. But that's not happening yet. So if somebody hears or reads that the new e-ticketing system is shop.bkk.hu, and they go to their browser and type it in, they don't get to the page, because they have to do https://shop.bkk.hu explicitly, because these people didn't bother to open port 80 and bounce the user over to 443. Also, tickets don't even work. They don't display properly on iPhone's Safari. So that's a problem. And finally, someone determined, I don't know how this could possibly have happened, that they figured this out, another case of master hacking, that the admin password was admin, admin.
No.
And logged in using that.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Whoever did this was... Sixth grader. Wow.
And finally, it doesn't even work. There's no track. Getting back to the RFID tag problem, there's no tracking of ticket usage or cancellation of a ticket upon use. So tickets were 100% copyable, and there were reports. You hit the home button and power to take a snapshot of the ticket being displayed on your phone, and then email it to other people. And
everybody can use it.
Yes, exactly.
One ticket serves all.
Some guys did an experiment, made a video showing the reuse of the same ticket through ticket control, unquote, 10 out of 10 times without being caught or raising any alarm, and the ticket was accepted. So the BKK representatives in their announcement talked about how the system was under continuous attack. They said, of which none were successful.
No.
Consequently, there was no need to stop the system, and that everybody's data was safe. Nothing to see here. These are not the droids you're looking for. Wow. Move along.
Wow.
So, you know, we know that criminal cyber hacking is a very real thing today. Bad guys won't disclose the breaches they find. They'll exploit them to the limit, doing real damage over time to their victims. Contrast that to a teenager who verifies a problem and privately, quietly, and responsibly reports it to the affected company, thus allowing them, if these people had now we realize, you know, he literally was the tip of the iceberg he found, but would allow them to fix the problem with no fanfare. I get it. You know, when you look at the laws are awful. The laws that exist now are clearly wrong. And it is a difficult problem because that we know there is a wide gray area that separates the white hats and the black hats. You know, there's like – and you and I have talked about instances, Leo, in the past where a – hacker kind of does some things that are questionable.
Yeah.
And then kind of says, oh, but I really didn't mean it, or I was just checking.
It was pen testing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, well, were you really? So, you know, I get it that there's a gray area, but what we have currently are very overbroad laws, which are still on the books and label anything that some authority in power doesn't like, basically, that's almost the way the law is written. If you don't like this being done to you, then it's illegal. I mean, so – but the problem is we need to provide – it's so crucial that an 18-year-old be able to not do damage to a potential victim but help them. Be allowed to help them. They're paying $1 million to some ridiculous company who has allowed this to happen. And here's an 18-year-old who for free says, you might want to fix this because, you know, anybody can set their ticket price.
Everybody's embarrassed. They're just embarrassed. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. It is. You're right. It is a bureaucratic knee-jerk reaction by people who don't understand any of the technology.
Right. They're just embarrassed.
But we have to take... And we have to take the control of this out of their hands.
We hope cooler heads prevail and this poor kid gets out of jail. Hungary is sliding badly into authoritarian government. So, like others in this world.
Which will remain nameless for the moment.
Yeah. But so I don't have the highest hopes. This is kind of a symptom of authoritarian government.